Welcome everyone to AVA Live Radio. Good morning. You're listening to the Daily Jack's Morning Coffee. Today I'm talking about Live Nation because they have just launched a watch discovery platform in mainland China. This is really cool, actually, because it is always interesting to see what the up-and-coming artists are just as they're getting started. I mean, if you haven't kept up with Live Nation, they had some really great discoveries along the way with their U.S. discovery platform. I mean, they were the reason why I got to know Halsey, and I think they also discovered Dua Lipa. So there's a lot of good new artists that come out of their watch program, and this one is coming to China. Now, we all know that there's lots of really great things happening in China in music. There's a lot of people listening. There's a lot of excitement around music, but according to their latest announcement, they decided to do a artist discovery platform with Ones to Watch to fans and creators in mainland China. This could be a great way also to expand the audience of even U.S. artists. They didn't really state if it's just going to be for China's artists, but I would have to say that if it's Live Nation, why wouldn't they use it for all of the artists? It is releasing in English language music, so I don't know. We shall see. I know that Xingzhen Khan will share the original brand mission to focus on artist discovery on his front rock band Orange Ocean, which releases in English language, will be the first artist featured on the Ones to Watch in China. So being that they are doing English language music, I would have to say that maybe they don't all have to have Asian descent in order to be on this version. But we'll know more in the future as more news comes out for sure. Live Nation, which currently boasts a higher per share stock price than it did before the pandemic, ahead of an expected summer of 2021 concert comebacks, has quietly made several noteworthy plays to broaden its offerings. Perhaps the most significant of these moves were the acquisition of Veeps, a ticketed streaming platform created by Good Charlotte co-founders Joel and Benji Madden. Separately, evidence continues to suggest that China's music market is quickly heating up. You know, listen, it's been heating up for some time. It's not just new news. Tencent Music reported record earnings in Q4 of 2020, and Gibson in mid-February of this year unveiled a massive brand partnership with Universal Music Publishing Group in the nation of about 1.4 billion residents. Now, there's lots going on, and I know that Warner Music Group has done a lot of inking with multi-year licensing deals and established a jointly owned record label in China. They fully know and understand the weight that the Chinese fans have over there and how rabid they are. I mean, to me, this reminds me a lot of the way that they had some Generation Z when they were really, really young, just going crazy over those pop groups, you know? So I think this is the new big thing. So if you aren't launching your music over in mainland China, you might want to find ways to get it over there and get it in front of that audience for sure. I know that AVA Live Radio does have a lot of Asian listeners. So happy to get your music out there for sure. If you're listening to AVA Live Radio, go to avaliveradio.info/airplay. avaliveradio.info/airplay if you want to be one of the artists launched on our show. All right, guys, Live Nation, keep an eye out. Also, remember to pay attention to us over on Spotify because we've got a new show coming out this month and it's going to be What's Hot. So you're going to get to see some of these Live Nation beauties just as they're getting started. And I'm sure you want to find out what they sound like, as I do too. So I will catch you on the flip side. This is Jacqueline Jacks for AVA Live Radio. Thanks for listening and don't forget to share me with a friend.